Tachas Taras Baragimel Mishnah Beis Rabbi Meir Omer Hashem En Tchila La'olam. Rabbi Meir said Shem and oil is always considered a tchila, is always considered a rishon, as a dinit, the liquids that become tamit automatically become a rishon. And shemen, even after it congealed, continues to have the status of a liquid and therefore remains a rishon. Even though we have seen previously that when liquids congeal, it's considered an oichel, a food, not a liquid. But shemen, according to Rabbi Meir, is an exception. If you have olive oil that had become tamit, even after it congealed, it remains a rishon. And if, after it congealed, it reverts back to being a liquid, the status remains the same. It continues to be a rishon. The chachamim say that honey also has the same din as shemen, that honey that congeals continues to have the status of a liquid, and if it had become tummy, it would have remained a rishon. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Aymer, afayayin. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, yayin also has the same din as vash and shemen, that it has the status of a liquid even after it congeals. If you have a clump of olive that had become tummy, and this clump of olive that is all pressed together had fallen into an oven, and the oven heated it up, causing some of the olive oil to flow from the olives. If the clump of olives that were pressed together that fell into the oven were exactly a base, all the olives together were exactly the size of an egg, the oven would remain taut, as even though these olives that fell into the oven were tame, they cannot be metame the oven, as others which are tame cannot be metame kelim. Now, even though mashkin that are tame could be metame kelim, so therefore the olive oil that flowed from them could be metame the kelim, the rabbanon were gozer, that mashkin is metame kelim. But the olive oil that flowed from the olive does not become tame at all. And since the minimum size of oichel to be metame mashkin is the size of a bale, and as soon as some olive oil started flowing from the olives were no longer the size of a bear, as they were only the size of a bear originally. And when olive oil starts flowing from them, they become less than the size of a bear. So they're less than the minimum size from the time made the olive oil that flows from them. So the olive oil does not become tame at all, and therefore could not be metame the oven. Yoisa, make a beitza tame. But if the olives that were pressed together and fell into the oven were more than the size of an egg, in such a case, the oven would become tummy, and the Mishnah explains why. Shekiven sheyatzos tipa harishayna nitmes bekaber. As soon as the first drop of olive oil flowed from the olives, there was still at least a bea of olives left, as the olives originally were more than the size of a bea. So even when a little bit of the olive oil flowed from them, it's still at least the size of a bea. And since the olives are tummy, and they're the size of a bea, it's metame, the olive oil that flowed from them, so the olive oil becomes tame, and olive oil would be metame the oven, as mashkim that are tmam could be metame a kli. Even one drop of mashkim that are tame could be metame a kli. So when the first drop of olive oil flowed from the olives, it became tame from the olives, which were still the size of a bear, and that drop of olive oil would be metame the oven. And mahayu perudim, afilu hein saw tar. But if the olives that fell into the oven were not a clump, they were separate individual olives that fell into the oven, even if there's a saw of olives that were tmeim that fell into the oven, a very large amount of olives that were tmeim fell into the oven, way more than a bath, even so, the oven is tar. Even though a lot of olive oil was flowing from the olives, and the olives were more than the size of a bath, but since the olives were not pressed together, and each individual olive is less than the size of a bath, and since it's less than the size of a bath, it's less than the minimum size from the time of the olive oil that flows from them. So since it can't be metame the olive oil that flows from them, the oven remains tar, as the olives which are tmeim cannot be metame in oven, as oichel tmeim cannot be metame in oven, and the olive oil which flows from them does not become tame at all, so therefore the oven remains tar in this case. Somebody who is a tmeim mate came into contact with a mate, so therefore he is an olive tumor. And he is squeezing olives or grapes. If the olives or the grapes are exactly the size of a bea, the olive oil or the wine that flows from them is tar. As long as the person with tmei meis is careful not to touch where the liquid is flowing from the zeithim and anavim. And since he didn't come into direct contact with the wine or the oil, they remain tar. As even though the olives and the grapes are tummy, since he came into contact with them, but the wine and oil that flows from them would not become tame from the olives or grapes, since the olives or grapes are exactly the size of a bale. which is the minimum size of the Tamei Mashkin. And as soon as the oil or wine starts flowing from it, it now has become less than a bath, so it's no longer the minimum size of the Tamei, the wine or the oil that flows from it. So therefore, the wine or the oil cannot become Tamei from the Zaysim or an oven, since it's less than the minimum size. And the Bartanur points out that he is squeezing the olives or the grapes with pshutei kliyos, with flat wooden kalim. And flat wooden kalim are not susceptible to becoming tamei. As if he was squeezing the zeisim on an oven with a kli which is susceptible to becoming tamei, then that kli would become tamei from the person who's a tamei mace, and that kli would subsequently be the tamei, the olive oil, or the wine that is torn from the zeisim or an oven. So therefore we have to say that he is using a kli which is not mekabel tuma to be soicha the zeisim and an oven. Yoisim, mika beitza, tamei. But if the zeisim or an oven that the tamei mace is squeezing is more than the size of a bear, is more than the size of an egg, then in such a case, the olive oil or the wine that flows from it would become tamei, and the reason being, shekiva and sheyatzas tipa harishana nitmes bikabea. As soon as the first drop of olive oil or wine flows from the zeisim or an oven, it would become tamei from the zeisim or an oven, which is still the size of a bear. And since the zeisim or an oven originally were more than the size of a bear, even after a little bit of wine or olive oil flows from it, it still has at least the size of a bear, so it has a minimum size to be metame the mashkin. And since the zeisim are an oven martame, they are metame the mashkin that flows from it. So even though he is squeezing the zeisim on an oven with the cleavage, which is not makabel tuma, it doesn't make a difference. And since he is a tamei mace, and he originally had come into contact with the zeisim are an oven, so the zeisim are an oven are tame. And the zeisim are an oven, even after the wine or oil that flows from it, is still the size of a bear, so it has the minimum size to be metame the wine or the oil that flows from it. And hayazav ozava. Afilu gaga yechidi tame. If the person who's squeezing the zeisim or an oven is a zav or a zava, and the din of a zava or a zava is that they are mitame b'maga uva masa, by touching or by carrying, or even by causing it to move, which is called hesed. If a zava or a zava causes something to move, even though they didn't literally carry it, it would become tame. In such a case, even if they're only squeezing one individual grape or one individual olive, which is much less than the size of a bear, even so, the olive oil or the wine that flowed from it would become tamei. The Mishnah explains why. Shekiva and sheyatza tifa harishayna nitmes b'masa. As soon as the first drop of olive oil or wine flows from an individual grape or olive, it would become tamei b'masa. As we said, a zava or a zava that causes something to move is metamei et b'masa. It's called hesed. And since the zava or zava is squeezing the grape or the olive and causing the liquid to move, so it's metamei et b'masa, even though the zava or zava didn't come into direct contact with the liquid would become tamei. Zav shechala aveta eitz. A zav that is milking a goat. Hachala tamei. The milk that comes from the goat would become tamei, even though the zav did not come into direct contact with the milk. And the Mishnah explains why. Shekiva sheyatza tipa rishana nitmes b'masa. As soon as the first drop of milk comes out from the goat, it becomes tamei b'masa. The zav is metamei b'masa. As we said, that a zav that causes something to move is metameit. This is called hesed, which is included in masa. So therefore, since the zav is milking the cow and causing the milk to come out from the egg, it's metame the milk, the masa.